Body, Mind, and Soul podcast. If you're back today, thank you so much for tuning in. So this whole podcast has been a lot for me since I'm human. I work full time and the fall semester is coming up. So I just feel extremely overwhelmed. And when that happens, I tend to just procrastinate everything. My motivation to do things of late have been up and down. And I like sharing this because I think most of us don't operate on being a quote-unquote go-getter 24/7. It's just not realistic when you don't have the means to constantly be working to your career path every single minute of the day. It's just a lot. And burnout is so real when you're working full-time, or you're a parent or a full-time student, or you just have a lot on your plate. But again, I have to remind myself that I am allowed to complain and my feelings are valid. My life and what I experience is what matters because I'm living it, just how you're living yours. And I think that ties into a lot of confliction with, you know, having the opportunity to do things and then also having that balance of not being ungrateful, of having gratitude, etc. So knowing that I'm in control of everything that I'm doing that may lead to those feelings of complaining. So it's important to practice gratitude. I know it seems counterintuitive, but life is not black and white. You can't only be grateful, you can't only be ungrateful. I think the difficult part of speaking to anyone or you guys is that I don't want to portray myself as a toxic positive person. Now, to briefly explain what toxic positivity is, it can be when someone constantly belittles your situation by saying certain things like, it could be worse, keep your head up, time heals all, etc. Now, not to say that I'm not someone who doesn't try to be optimistic or keep a positive mindset most of the time, because I do. But I also know what it feels like to be in a current situation where you just feel awful and stressed and you don't want to be here to experience the feelings of anger, sadness, exhaustion. It feels like it's never going to end. But keeping certain practices and mindset is ultimately what gets you out of that rabbit hole. Negative and positive are two ends of a spectrum. If you keep that negative mindset, you will get deeper towards that end. But if you try to incorporate some positive thoughts or beliefs, then inevitably things won't feel as bad forever. But again, I can only speak about things to an extent. Every situation is different. We all handle and process things differently. Today, I want to discuss something that many people around me have been encountering and something that I've had to deal with in the past few years. And it's funny because I've been taking my time working over this content for my podcast the past week, and in that time I've already had these conversations with people in my life about change. So change, transitoriness, evolving, growing, it is so difficult to go through any type of change mentally or physically because we're just not taught how to handle it. It just happens one day, and at that moment is when you have to take hold of it and process the anticipation of the next emotion or situation. Change means being faced with unfamiliarity, and that's scary as fuck. A lot of us resist change because we like where we are. We're comfortable, we're content, and if we feel just okay where we are, well then why the hell would we want to be moved, right? It's like laying down on the couch and finding a comfortable spot and then someone comes and tells you to move. You're not gonna move. But the thing is that you can't stay in that spot forever. Change is bound to happen. It is inevitable. That's what we don't realize in the day-to-day moment is that each day we are changing and we have opportunity to change. We blink and we're no longer that 16-year-old. I mean, I myself am in my mid-20s now, and I still feel some days like I'm just some 16-year-old still trying to figure out how the hell did I end up from here to here. And the fear to change can actually hold us back. Because we're in this mindset of, I can't be this person, or I can't change how I act or think. So for some people, mentally, they still might be in their teenage mindset. They resist getting older and having responsibilities and having to change from, their teenage to their young adult life, mid-adult. And we have to evolve in order to survive. Even though we don't see drastic changes on a day-to-day basis, we have to make a certain change from who we were and who we are now, kind of detaching ourselves from our thoughts of the earlier versions of ourselves that we thought were true. And it takes time to remind yourself that we are not our thoughts. We can be the person we envision ourselves to be. We just have to choose that decision and not let our thoughts hold us back from actually becoming the person that we see ourselves as, not as the person that our mind's been telling us we have been for so many years. But again, fear. There it is. It's always in the way. And that's what keeps us in our comfort zone. That's what keeps us at that job, in this relationship, in this town. We just settle and we accept, and change is not for us. We'll just adapt to this tiny bubble that we live in because we're comfortable, and stepping out of that means stepping into the unknown. And that's okay if that's for you. I don't believe in people making irrational changes or constantly moving from one thing to another, one relationship to another. I'm focusing more on the internal changes that occur because external circumstances happen. It's more about making a change when you know that whatever you are doing or experiencing is no longer allowing you to grow and evolve for the better. So for me, there's two sides to change. Change can be a choice, something that we actively choose to do because we need it to move forward, to expand. And then there's change that happens to us. So that can be something that occurs unexpectedly in our life that, changes us, but we're not prepared for that. So for example, breaking up with someone and being the one who was broken up with. Both sides are going to go through change, but one side chooses to change and the other has to change without having any preparation for what they're going to go through. The end message that I want to get across here is that change is good and sometimes necessary. The moments of discomfort are so crucial for us to go through, even though we don't really want to. You just have to trust and surrender to it, and know that you will come out the other side a new person with new experiences to share with others, whether it be good or bad. I'm not here to tell you that this is how you should do this and you need to change. All I can do is share my experiences of change and my perspective on myself today from it. So I'm going to read an excerpt from a book that I've been reading on and off called Openest Mind. It's from a Tibetan Buddhist monk named Tartong Tolkhu, and I don't mean for my excerpts that I read or stories to be from Tibetan Buddhists, it just kind of happens. So, this little excerpt is about change and almost like a child story tale version of it that he gives an example of, and it made me kind of think about that, of how as children, we read these childhood books and they always try to teach us a lesson. And we don't realize it as children. We're reading this book and it's this fairy tale and it's about the rabbit and the hare and this race. And, our teachers are trying to teach us the lesson. What are you getting from that, etc. And I haven't read up on it in a while, but I think the moral was that steady wins the race, right? Taking your time, not rushing, not cheating, etc. And we take those stories with us as we get older. It's always in our head, in the back of our minds, processing as we do things. We, use these lessons to teach us along the way. And as adults, we don't read books like that anymore. or maybe some of us do, but it's just an easier way to kind of break down things for us sometimes. So I kind of love reading books that have these breakdowns of little stories to give us examples of a lesson. So to get to this excerpt, quote, "Change is upsetting, and the idea of constant change is perhaps more disturbing than we care to think about. We want our world to be at least partially solid and stable, something we can depend upon. We do not see that if any part of our existence were fixed or solid, it would actually pose a great obstacle. For change is what allows growth and development. Transitoriness is not a threat at all. It is instead the opening to new horizons. There is a story about a frog that lived in a small pond. Because he had never gone anywhere else, the frog thought his pond was the whole world. Then one day, a tortoise came to the pond and told the frog that he had come from the ocean. The frog had never heard of an ocean and wondered if it were like a pond. No, said the tortoise, it is much bigger. 3 times bigger? Asked the frog. The tortoise kept trying to explain to the frog how big the ocean was, but the frog did not want to hear. Finally, the frog fainted. It was so frightening even to try to think about such a place. Like the frog, we often limit our horizons by believing only what we are familiar with. Though each belief system may express some aspect of truth, they are all based on ordinary human consciousness, and thus can point only to relative truths, never to anything more. As long as a belief system belongs to the realm of ideas and concepts, it limits us to a very small part of the knowledge that is actually available to us. After I read this excerpt, I kind of really thought about how, in my own experience, myself being the frog, I feel that I was offered a certain opportunity and I took the opportunity. And, you know, some people that would have been in my shoes wouldn't have wanted to expand their horizons. So when I was in middle school, I had the opportunity to move to Texas. And, you know, it was, I feel, my choice to go. I feel as though I did have the decision as a 13-year-old to move across the state, and it was also based solely on what my siblings wanted to do, but I think that I was just so tired of living in the situation that I was in. It just wasn't ideal, and I don't blame anyone for the situation. I feel that, you know, as kids, it's hard for us to comprehend what's happening at that time. But as I look back at it now, you know, times were hard, and I don't blame anyone. I'm just grateful for the family that we had to support us. But moving to Texas was a big change for myself because I didn't know the people here. I didn't have a relationship with anyone here. I had been to Texas once when I was 5 or 6 years old, and it was all going to be new. The friends that I had from elementary were no longer going to be in my life. I would have to make new friends, etc. So, it was exciting for me, even though I knew I would have to start over. I was excited for the opportunity that was presented because the people that I was going to go live with, you know, assured me that I would be able to have a stable living environment and just be able to be taken care for. And, you know, as a kid, I just didn't have a normal childhood that I felt excited to be able to have these opportunities to just do what I loved. And so I moved to Texas, and all my family that I ever knew was in California. And I don't really know what everyone's opinion was about it. I feel like some people might have thought that, like, my mom sent us away, but I don't think that was ever the case. I think that we wanted to move to Texas, at least I wanted to move to Texas, to better my life, pretty much. I just didn't think that staying in California at the time was going to improve my life. And it was also the opportunity was to go to Texas or to move up north, and that just wasn't appealing to me. So I didn't realize how much it would change me, because in that moment it didn't feel like it was gonna impact me that much. But literally that decision now, as a person in their mid-20s and looking at me as a 13-year-old, if I feel as if I never made that decision to move to Texas, I wouldn't be this person I am here today. I feel like moving to Texas was probably the best decision that I made for myself, and staying here in Texas, even though being away from family has been so hard. Like, that was the hardest part about moving away and being away from my family every year, as someone in their young teens. I mean, I moved back to California for 1 year, and then I moved back here when I was going to 15, and I've been here ever since. But those were my young teenage adult life. So I don't want to go into this too much, because it would be like a 2-hour podcast. But just to briefly go into how I felt during that time, is it was really hard. Like, I was from 15 to 18. Those are those high school years where you're really trying to figure out who you are and what you want to do with your life. And having a support system is so crucial in those times, and I didn't really have that. All my family was in California, and having that relationship wasn't like realistic for me. So it was a really hard time during holidays or birthdays. I just felt so alone, and I don't know really, I don't know. I feel like I just kind of suppressed those feelings. I just remember being really, really sad during holidays and stuff like that, but after it would pass by, I would feel fine. And I think that going through being alone and not having family kind of led me to trying to make that relationship with boyfriends that I had. So I remember in high school, the person I was dating then, I would put so much importance on certain holidays, because I wasn't really getting that from a family experience, and that was hard for me to, be with my family for all these years, and then now I'm not with my family. And the people that I lived with, the family that I have here, the few, were great. I've had a great experience here. I can't necessarily complain about it, but it just never felt like that home feeling. And I think for me, that was my grandparents. So that was hard. Going through that change is just something that I look back at, and I look back at it as a great thing that happened, but I can imagine what my teen self was feeling, because I feel like it's so far behind me now that I'd have to really sit down and think about this before I speak about it. But with that experience, I think just knowing that I was going to change because I had a better opportunity to evolve and grow, that's what helped me go through those changes and, you know, be away from my family and leave a whole fucking state. Like, that's not a easy decision to make at 13 or 15 years old, but I knew that I had to do more or I would be stuck in this town and just limit myself, and I didn't want to do that. So that's why I chose what I did, and that's why I stayed here, and that's why I haven't moved back. So I'm not sure how I kind of got to this mindset or why. I feel like I've just always been really optimistic, and I don't know why. I don't know how it kind of was instilled in my brain as a kid. You know, there's like certain things that you can root back to and figure out, why am I this way or why do I have this type of personality? And I just feel very different from a lot of people that I know. But, you know, I've had hard experiences and I've gone through things and etc. But I know that things are gonna get better. I don't know. I've always tried to stay positive. I feel like in high school, my Tumblr name was like Stay Positive. I'm pretty sure it was something like that. It's kind of stupid, but no matter what, I've just always tried to have the positive mindset. And I know it's overkill sometimes because it's like, when shit sucks, but I don't know. I can't live in this dark realm forever. I just know that things aren't going to always be like that. And taking that to move forward is what has always helped me persevere. So I think the biggest change that I went through that kind of really transformed my life was in 2019, the beginning of 2019. To get to this story, I had lived in Texas with the family that I had moved here with initially, but the person I was dating at the time, you know, we were dating for a while, and I was just, in a sense, kind of infatuated with this person, and I just always wanted to do what this person wanted to do, and I was living my life kind of catering to this person, I feel, and it's no one's fault but my own. So I decided to move in with this person. Also because I wanted to get out of living in this house that I was in, because I was getting older, I wanted to have my own place. So we decided to move in, but we didn't move in to the city that I was already in. We moved like an hour up north from where I was. So this was somewhere that I had never been to before. I had no idea where it was. I just said yes, and I moved with this person, and I quit my job that I had at the mall, which I think was great because I hated that mall job. It brought me so much stress and anxiety because we got stolen from all the time, and then we had to do like a lot of police reports. I would have nightmares about it. It was just so awful. So I was glad that I left that job. And so I had to find a new job, of course, but me, of course, I think I was 20, and it was all very sudden, the decision to move in together. So I didn't find a job and move. I just saved up money and relied on that to hold me by until I could find a job, because I'm like, you know, I can find a job anywhere. I'm not concerned about my job. So we move to this little city, and a week later, Hurricane Harvey happens. So Hurricane Harvey was a huge flood that happened, a natural disaster that happened in Texas in 2017. And of course, this would happen to me or to us. It just felt like the universe was punishing us. I don't know why, but yeah, we move in. Not even a week later, Hurricane Harvey happens. Our whole complex floods. It's 9 feet of water. Both of our cars get flooded. I'm still unemployed. Now I don't have means for transportation to go anywhere to find a job. All the places around us have flooded, so they're not going to be open to hire anytime soon. So this time was just so stressful for us because it just wasn't what we expected. Like, we thought we were going to move in and have this great life in this town. It was a beautiful town. We were super excited about the environment that we were going to be in. And boom, everything changes in a week. And I feel like this was a changing point in our relationship too. I'm sure there was a lot of factors, but this took a toll on both of us. So for me, having to go through this change of now I'm unemployed, I don't have a car, and I have to find a job because I'm gonna go broke, it was so hard to handle. But I feel like I just kind of suppressed all of it at that time. I was unemployed for a whole month, and we had no internet because everything got fucked up. Everyone's internet was gone. You know, everyone was trying to get their shit set back up. So I was at home for one whole month, unemployed, just with the cats. I just had my phone for like internet, and that was like it. It was a struggle. The person that I was with was going to work every day, and so I felt like we were just in both two different worlds. But I finally got a job, and that was a turning point for me. So I again feel like I just tried to grind. Like, I applied to so many jobs, I can't even recall. It had to be more than like 20 places. I applied to jobs that I was way overqualified for at the time, I feel, and jobs that I was underqualified for. But I knew that I had to keep pushing and just fucking get it done. Like, you have to just keep going, because I could have stayed employed. I could have fucking did nothing and sat on my ass all day and just accept that I was going to let this situation bring me down. And I just couldn't. Like, you have to just pick yourself back up and try your hardest to do everything you can to get back up on your feet. And I feel like that really can make or break you. It's like, how much are you willing to fucking do the work and try your best to put in the effort to make something happen for yourself? It's not gonna happen all of a sudden one day. You're not gonna get this great offer from sitting on your ass all day. And maybe from the experience of having to be independent, kind of on my own mentally since I moved here, I feel like that helped me so much. Like, even though it felt awful at the time, because I was this young girl and I had no guidance and I had no emotional or mental support, I just had to be a fucking big girl, as you say it, and like get my shit done, go to school, like get the fucking grades and graduate and go to college and get a job. Like, I felt like I had to do it for myself because no one was going to do it for me. So that was, you know, the background at the time where I was. And a year later, from living where I was then, that's when I found out that my grandma was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And this was just the turning point in my life. So when I look back at this, I feel like I was still so caught up in my own life at the time, and I was just so worried about trying to maintain my job, maintain work, maintain my relationship, that I just didn't have time for any other factors. I didn't have time for my family. I didn't have time to think about anyone being sick. You know, I tried to visit her, I think a few months after I found out, and she was in pretty bad condition. She wasn't being hospitalized yet or anything, so it just didn't feel real to me. I couldn't process it. I couldn't accept that she was gonna pass away. It just wasn't a reality to me. So I go back after visiting, go back to Texas, and I just go on with my life. I go on to focusing on my day-to-day grind, on working, on trying to maintain my relationship. And then during that time, before I found out my grandma was sick, the person that I was dating dumped me. And that was hard. So I went through two turning points in my life that year. I was shook. This is like the biggest, it was the biggest slap in the face. It was the biggest, like, what I could ever experience, because I wasn't fucking prepared for that. Like, I thought we were okay. I think there were a lot of signs that the relationship wasn't going well, not in terms of like anything between us, but just in terms of me observing this person's relationship towards me and towards herself. So I'm not surprised that it happened, but I think that I was disappointed in the commitment to work on things. So when we broke up, it was just like the factor, like, you know, the two factors of change. I did not choose to go through this. It just happened to me. So that means that I was no longer gonna live with the person I was dating in a town that I knew nobody in, because I had yet to make any friends aside from my one coworker that I lived with. And I was gonna be alone. Like, it was so hard to fucking go through by myself. Like, in a town by myself, I have no friends. I am completely abandoned. I just was at the lowest point in my life. And then I found out my grandma was sick. And I couldn't give up on the relationship, that it just led me to this toxic cycle of caring for this person that I shouldn't have been continuing to care for. So I was more like, even during my grandma's funeral, when she actually passed away, I was just more involved in grieving my own feelings towards this relationship and trying to grieve for my grandma, that it was just such a clusterfuck of emotions to deal with at the time. So I am 21 at this time, and Now I know for sure that I can't afford to live by myself because I didn't move out here with the idea that I was going to support myself alone financially. That wasn't the plan. So I was desperate and I had no one else that I could move in with in that area because I didn't really trust to move in with some random roommate I found. So, of course, my super loving coworker that I was really good friends with offered me to move in with her, and it was so hard for me to make that move. I remember there was a day where she let me come over to look at her house to see where I would be living, just as a courtesy to me, and just being like, hey, I have this to offer to you, and if you want to, you can move in and you can pay me this much amount. And you know, it was easy. There wasn't like a whole lease I had to sign. And I remember the day that I came to look at her house, I just felt fucking awful. I felt so horrible. I felt so homesick. I wanted to cry. I think I did cry after when I went back home because it really settled in that, like, this is a really big change that I'm going to go through now. Like, I'm not alone with my partner in this new town. I'm just fucking alone now. And it's just me. And that's it. And I think that during those moments, I realized you really only have yourself. Like, I'm sorry. I believe in partnership. I believe in committed relationships. I believe in union. But sometimes you just have your fucking self. And that's it. So if you don't have your back, if you don't have your shit together, if you are codependent, it's just like, don't be, please. Like, figure out your shit to be independent on your own before you ever try to go into a relationship, because that's the biggest mistake that you can make going into a relationship, is having any ounce of codependency on someone. I don't know. I'll dive into that later, but yeah, it was so hard for me to go through that change and realize that it's just me now, and I'm gonna have to change how I do everything in my life. And I didn't even know if I wanted to stay in that city anymore because it almost felt like there was no purpose. Like, why the fuck did I even move here? Because I didn't want to move here in the first place. This wasn't my idea. I just went because I loved this person, and I, like I said before, I catered my life to this person. It wasn't my decision. So I lived in that city for, I think, another 3 or 4 months, and then I moved back to where I used to live before with my family. I decided to move back to where I used to live, which was about an hour away from the job that I was currently at the time. And the day that I had to move from the city I was in an hour back to the other city I used to be in, I moved all by myself. Granted, my coworker helped me move some stuff into the truck, but she was busy. I didn't expect for her to help me. So I rented those huge moving trucks. I don't even know what size it was, but it was fucking big. It wasn't the small ones. It was a big moving truck, and I had never drove anything that size. The biggest car I've ever drove was a SUV, and then I had to drive a moving truck that I got from my storage place in the city I was gonna move back to. I had to drive that truck an hour to where I was living at the time to move my stuff, and it was like in like a small town, so the roads were very narrow. There was only like a right lane and a left lane, and then ditches on the side. So it was so stressful to have to drive this big ass truck from one town to the other, move all of my stuff, and then drive it all the way back myself. I don't know how I did it. I just, like, thank God I don't deal with crippling anxiety, because if I did, I probably wouldn't be able to have even function and drive that car. It was insane. So once I moved back to the city that I used to live in, that's when I started applying endlessly to jobs. And I stayed in my same field so that, you know, it wasn't going to be like a drastic change for me. So I applied to this job in the city, and after my interview, like 30 minutes later, on my way to my previous job, I got news that I was hired, and I was just so ecstatic. I was like, felt like I was in a dream. Like, everything was finally lining up for me. I'm living with my family temporarily while I get this new job so that I could have a stable job before I move back out on my own this time. And everything was lining up for me. It just was a moment for me that was like, oh my God, this makes sense. Like, everything happens for a reason. I know it's cliche, but it does. And it just all started clicking for me, and I was so happy. So I put in my 2 weeks, and it was either that week, I think it was that week, I finally was stable enough emotionally and physically where I felt like, okay, I can book my trip to see my grandma because she's getting really sick, and it's been 2 months since I've seen her. So I booked my trip, and the next day, not even the next day, like 8 hours later, I get news that she passed away. And I was just paralyzed. Like, it was another moment that I was like, everything happens for a reason. Because it's like all of these good things happen, and then boom, I'm hit with this news the same week. And so, just to talk about change, like, I was going through change so many times in that month. It was insane. Like, I couldn't keep up with how much change I was going through. Moving to a new location, getting a new job, dealing with the death of my grandma. It was so overwhelming. And I don't know, it was so much to wrap my head around at the time. I really don't know how I got through it, because during those moments, it kind of feels like you're only caring yourself. Like, I had my friends and I had my family, but they don't carry the full weight of what I'm going through and my emotions and me processing what's happening. Told my new boss that I was gonna have to take time off to further delay when I was gonna start because I had to attend her funeral. So I had to push when I was gonna start my new job because now I had to grieve the death of my grandma. And I couldn't even start this new opportunity because I had to tend to what just happened. And it was such a weird moment to be in where I'm split in two of like, I'm so excited to start this new thing, but I'm also so fucking sad because this just happened to me. And I am like feeling guilty and grieving and all of these emotions towards my grandma. And I don't know. I somehow, during those moments, I took it as a sign from my grandma that she knew that what I was doing was for myself and that I was trying to better my life. And I think that's what really helped me go through this change is even though my grandma had passed away and I was dealing with this grief, I felt at peace because I was getting my shit together, and I feel like that's all my grandma ever wanted was for me to have a good life, like the reason why they came over here to America. And that helped me kind of process this whole change and grief. But I'll go into grief and death in another episode because I feel like that is a important topic that I want to talk about. So, all in all, having gone through all of these changes, all of these emotions, I'm by myself. I have to navigate all of these things by myself. And what really kept me going and kept me from spiraling into this depression was being optimistic and not asking why is this happening to me, but knowing that this is supposed to be happening to me to teach me X, Y, and Z. And I know it's not that easy, but it can be the simplest thing that keeps you from going into this really, really low point in your life. And I was at a really low point in my life. I mean, I was grieving a breakup, I was grieving a death, I was physically not where I wanted to be, living situation-wise, even though I was grateful for what I had. I just had everything swept right under for me. And the only thing that really kept me going was myself. Like, knowing that, as corny as it is, like, the universe has whatever plan for me, God has whatever plan for me, and I have to go through this experience right now so that I can come out and know that I'm strong enough to deal with whatever comes my way, because that was like the hardest shit I ever had to go through. And it's crazy because, like, now, so many years later, I look back and I'm just like, it just feels not real. Like, I don't know how I got through that, but I know that having a certain mindset and just, you know, being sad, being angry, feeling all the things that you need to feel, but knowing that, like, you're gonna get through it and you're gonna pick yourself up and do what you have to do to get back on your feet. It's hard, but I feel like it's so rewarding, and it makes sense when you finally get to a point where you can look back at it and know that you survived whatever you were like going through at the time that was so difficult. Although death is a different experience for everyone, I'm not going to say my experience is the same for everyone else because I know that that's not true. But when it comes to changing a job or getting out of a relationship, I feel like those things are so necessary to have change and go through the breakup and go through figuring out who you are and who you actually want to be with and the type of job you want to work. Those types of things are what's really important to change and to expand, because you don't want to look back in a couple years and see yourself at this job or see yourself with this person and know that you're limiting yourself so much. You're limiting your skills, your capabilities, because you feel comfortable. And that's one thing for myself that I can look back at this experience and say, like, thank God I was dumped. Not that it was a great experience, but I feel like it led me closer to myself and it led me to find a self practice. I don't think I would have had done as much of self-work or have the self-practice that I do now if I wasn't dumped. And that is mainly because I'm the type of person that was so involved with my, like, in my partner. Like, I just wanted to focus on them and focus on their needs and how can I make our relationship great and our experiences together. And I didn't care about my hobbies. Like, my hobbies were their hobbies. And now, like, when I look back on being single, that was the most time that I ever had to self-explore and do my hobbies and get back to things that I love and figure out how to be alone. Like, when I talked about me being alone here on holidays or whatever, it was so hard. Like, I hated those times because I put so much meaning and emphasis into, like, my partner trying to give me an experience. And after I became single and I lived by myself and had holidays by myself, it's kind of ironic. Like, I spent Christmas all alone and I spent my last birthday all alone during COVID, and I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't enjoy the Christmas I spent alone because I was going through the breakup and processing, but my last birthday, it was fine because I didn't put emphasis on someone else trying to give me these experiences, and I found the enjoyment of being alone and focusing on myself. And I think that with change in your jobs or your relationships, I think that every time you experience change, it's gonna bring you closer to yourself. And even if it's bad, like, even if you move to a new job and you hate it, you're trying to figure out what's best for you. You at least took that opportunity to open that door for yourself and say, I'm changing because I need to get out of this. And it doesn't always mean you're gonna have a good result with what you change to, but you're making that relationship with yourself and allowing yourself to change. And nothing's temporary. I mean, nothing's permanent. Everything is temporary. That's all I can say. Through my experience, it's been a hell of a ride. Change is not fun, but man, I cannot imagine that I would be who I am today or who I'm going to be in the future if I don't keep changing and evolving. The big question is, how do we get through change? I can only share what worked for me, and this doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you, but it's really just putting in the work. And when I say that, I don't mean like having this whole transformation and self-discovery. That's not necessarily what's going to happen. When I would go through things and felt a lot of emotional weight from the changes, I turned to journaling. And this was such a great outlet for me to kind of write down how I'm feeling, how my day's going, and really see it laid out in front of me. Really pinpointing how you're feeling and checking in with yourself is such an important thing. And even now, some days I've gone weeks, months without journaling, more so because I haven't felt the need to really write out how I'm feeling. But I try to make a habit of it. And when I have the time and I see my journal, I try to journal for that day. How am I feeling that day? What happened? Where am I in my life? And it really does help to just kind of see things from a different perspective, even though it's your own. It's stepping back and taking a second to breathe and see, you know, where are you and where do you want to go and how are you going to get through it. So I took it upon myself to just try to commit to journaling every day as much as I could when I got off work, in the morning, on the weekends, when I had free time, taking time to just have space for you. I think a lot of the time we try to get preoccupied. We're watching TV shows, we're working, we're maybe at the gym. We're just doing everything but tuning in with ourselves. And then also reading. I think when I was going through a lot of those things, that's the time where I finally took up reading more and really reading things that could help me where I was. I didn't read a lot of fiction or anything. I read a lot of self-help books, if anything, to just kind of guide me on where I wanted my life to go. And actively, every day, making a decision of what am I going to do today to better my life tomorrow or to get through this situation that you're going through, whatever it is, whether it's a job, relationship, family stuff, actively making a choice to make a plan for yourself and commit to that plan. With people that want to change and people that do change, that's a big thing of actually committing to the process and committing to changing and putting in the effort. Like when I say putting in the work, that's what it really is how much effort are you actually putting into yourself and into what you want? So when I look back at my journal and I read certain things, I notice a lot in the entries that I would write. I would always try to say positive reinforcement things. It could be seen as affirmations, I guess, but more so of saying things like, I'm open to whatever comes my way. I know that good things are in store for me. I am happy with who I am. I'm growing every day and evolving into a better version of myself. Just things like that. And it can sound weird to tell yourself these things sometimes, especially if you don't feel that way in that moment. But I feel like the way we talk to ourselves really reinforces how we're gonna feel about anything that we encounter. We have to believe that good things are in store for us, and eventually those things will be kind of drawn to us. At least that's what I feel like has happened for me. Obviously, there's bad things. Bad things are inevitable. I don't think that the saying good things happen to good people, bad things happen to bad people are true. I think that it's just all perspective. The last thing for me was finding an activity that I really enjoyed. And although I've been working out for many years now, I've been just going to the gym and lifting. I recently took up yoga in the past 2 years now, and in the past year, I've dedicated myself more to the practice. But yoga and fitness and working out, it's not for everyone, but moving your body and being active in any way you can, whether it be walking or swimming, biking, whatever, just moving for a couple minutes a day can really change how you feel. I mean, there's scientific research on it, all that. I'm not going to go into that. It's just making sure that you feel good. And it feels not good to get yourself there, but after, it's so rewarding. And even for myself, I've been kind of in this rut for the past year with 2020 and 2021, with COVID being up and down, that I find myself not feeling good. Like, I just feel like shit. I go to work and I feel bad at work. But to me, it's just correlated with my physical fitness because I haven't been able to really dedicate myself to that. and go to gyms and go to studios. So kind of taking note of how you're physically feeling too. If you're not physically feeling good, then you can't really focus on your mental health. And so everything just goes hand in hand. So just taking these things and applying them little by little each day in your life as you're trying to go through these changes and see where you're at. Document it in any way and see how you feel after a week doing this stuff versus how you felt the week before. I think that these little changes can help improve your overall well-being, and then gradually it will lead up to finding your own things that you love. For tuning into today's episode, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I would love to hear your thoughts on change and your experiences. I'll leave all of my links in the description box below, and I